Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful week, what's left of it, and a beautiful next week. I hope everything's going well. If you can please down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Howard David Soloveitchik, Shiftel Neuberger, I think his name is Shiftel Meir ben Chaya Yehudis, of course, Howard Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, of course, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Wachel Bas Ilana, Yehudit Bat Wina, Yehudit Bat Wina, Wina, Avraham Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fega Leia, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Miriam Batsal Rezel, Sprinzer Bat Esther, Boch Zvi Ben Esther, Leah Bas Rachel, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. If you can please down for all those cholim, they all need Rafua Shlema Bikarov. Ava Meir Ben Bela Fega, Avraham Meir Ben Bela Fega. If you can please down for all, they all need Rafua Shema, Hashem Shem Rafua Shema Bikarov. And the founder of it all should be Zechus Neshama of Rebbetzin Weisbord. Rebbetzin Weisbord from Baltimore, unfortunately, was Nifta this week. So it says, Vechi Yaakov. So we know Yaakov's alive. So when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, why does the Torah tell me it's Vechi Yaakov, Yaakov's alive? We know he's alive. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Yaakov's happy. And when you're happy, you're full of life. That's Pshat. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, why is Yaakov happy? Because he got reunited with Yosef at Tzadik. Rabbi Eliezer Ginsburg, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn, that said different pshat. If you look, it said Yaakov met Paro and left him. It said Vayetzei Milifnei Paro. Yaakov left Paro. Zakra Ginsburg, why is the Torah telling me that Yaakov left Paro? Because it's telling us Yaakov left the schmutz of Paro. Paro had a lot of schmutz about him. You know, items that were connected to the Torah and the Torah values. Now Yaakov's full of life. He's full of happiness. He's keeping the Torah Mitzrayim. Because he's no longer connected to the schmutz of Paro. Then it says, you know, Yaakov Avinu were giving the children brachas, and when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said Yaakov Avinu, you know, gave some rebuke to Reuven, you know, for changing the beds, but he also said, Reuven, you raise to the top and you're full of oz, you're full of strength. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that's the way to give tochacha, to give constructive criticism. You first have to praise them. You praise them, and within that praise, you give them the constructive criticism. But you first have to praise them. You have to praise them. So that's why Yaakov first praised Yaakov, Reuven. You raise to the top, you're full of strength, and then only then he gave the constructive criticism. Then Karen Tzvi said, that, you know, Yaakov asked Yosef, please, you know, Chesed v'Shalom, please bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So I think Chazal said, you know, a person doesn't look forward to get rewarded because no reward. Karen Tzvi asked the question, but we know, if you cause someone to get a beautiful funeral, you're going to get a funeral when you die. When you cause someone to cry, a lot of people to cry for him or her, at the eulogies for them, people are going to cry for you a lot. So what's going on? Zakta Karen Svi, Eino Mitzapi, meaning you don't look forward to get reward. No one wants to die. That's that Eino Mitzapi, you don't look forward to getting reward. Then we know Yaakov Avinu blessed the fine Menashe. Oh, but first, before that, Chafetz Chaim said when Yosef bought the fine Menashe, Yaakov said, Mihem, who are they? Zakta Chafetz Chaim, what Yaakov was saying to Yosef, they're dressed like Egyptians. Jews don't dress like Goyim. Jews dress like Jews. They're dressing like Egyptians. I don't know who they are. So Yosef Benayim, they're my children. They're still keeping the Messiah. And then that's when Yaakov gave the bracha. Well, if Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said another beautiful word. He said, you know, we know that the in Parshas Vayeshev, whatever the reason was, but some of the brothers might have been jealous of Yosef because he began with the Ketonus Apasim and all that. So here Yaakov's giving brachas to Ephraim and Menashe, not to the children of the Shvatim, only to Ephraim and Menashe. So you figure the Shvatim would get jealous, and Yaakov would know that. So why is Yaakov giving brachas out to Ephraim and Menashe? No other grandchildren's brachas. So Zakrav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, because the Shvatim knew, and Yaakov obviously knew also, Ephraim and Manasseh grew up in Mitzrayim. The children of the Shvatim grew up in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the children were surrounded by Kedusha and had Kedusha in them, had the Shekhinah in them. Ephraim and Manasseh grew up, they grew up in Mitzrayim, which is a lot of Shmutz. They needed more protection, more Shmira, and that's why Yaakov gave them a bracha. Then Rav Dyshinsky said, you know, Yaakov put Ephraim touched his right hand on Ephraim, and he kept, he moved Ephraim and Manasseh, he moved them around. Look what Dyshinsky, so what's going on? So Yosef Atzadi told Yaakov, you know, Manasseh's going to work. Of course he learns Torah, but he's going to work now, and then he'll save money, and if it's just that, he'll go to Kola later on after he made enough money. Zuckwa Dyshinsky, Yaakov is saying, no. We follow Ephraim's opinion. Ephraim learns Torah now. And when you learn Torah now, other people will support you. But even Adam Moore, if you can say, I'm going to learn Torah in the future, you might not learn Torah in the future. You never know what's going to be in the future. You might get engrossed by making money, or you never know. You may never make enough money to sit and learn full time. So Yaakov's saying, you have to look at now, the now, learn Torah now, don't look in the future. And that's why he gave Ephraim the bracha over Manasseh. Then, how Moshe Shor from Lakewood said this, Yaakov blessed Yosef, he said, but the Torah doesn't tell us what bracha Yaakov gave to Yosef, but then it said, Amalach ha-gol osim mikorah, yivorch zanarim v'ikravim shemi. So it says, what Yaakov was telling Yosef, I give a bracha that your children, Vikravim Shemi, they should be calling in my name, Vishem Awasai, you should be calling also in the name of Avram and Yitzchak. Meaning your children should always be clinging to the Messiah, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And what Moshe Shor said, that's the greatest bracha. For a parent to know that their children are firm and stark, are keeping the Heilige Torah and Mitzvahs, that's the greatest bracha for a parent. And that's why he gave that bracha to Yosef. Then the Chasam Sofer said, V'yidgu la'ol bekev ha'aretz at den ha'malcha goez. V'yidgu la'ol, v'yidgu is fish. And fish live in water. Zak the Chasam Sofer. What Yaakov was telling Yosef is that your children should be fish on the land, meaning, yes, they should grow a lot like fish, but even be able to live through the challenges of the life here on earth, not only in the sea, obviously, like the fish. They should be able to handle the challenges of life and continue growing. The Walag just said a little different, Shavi. Degu, a fish. Fish live in water. We know the fish were not destroyed in the Dor HaMabul because they didn't get affected by what was going on in the world. So that's what Yaakov's telling Yosef. Your children should be like fish. They should not get affected by what's going on around. They should not get affected by the outside environment of other cultures, other peoples. They should be keeping the Torah mitzvahs even on land. Be careful, Aretz. Then we know that Yaakov told, but Yaakov made a shechta shlita from Yushalayim or Kaddish that is fought. Yaakov told Yisachar, I see you realize Menucha is good, but you carry the yoke of other people. So Rabbi Gluck from Bowl Park, who explained about Yaakov made a shechta shlita, Rabbi Gluck said, you know, if you ask a Talmud Chacham or Rav or Tzadik or Tzadekis, what's a great simcha? Just to sit by yourself and learn. Tell Menuchas Nefesh and learn. But Yaakov is telling Yisachar, I know that's good for you, Menuchas Nefesh. I know you love that. But now you're taking the yoke of other people. He's praising Yisachar. Despite you can sit and learn all day, you're taking upon the yoke of other people. You're not saying, I got to learn Torah. You're taking the yoke of other people. Then Yisachar is compared to a chamor, a donkey. So the Walag said this word. The Walag said, Chamor, a donkey is stubborn. So Zak the Walag, what Yaakov is telling Yisachar, you should be stubborn like a donkey. You should not want to get up from the Gemara or the Mishnah Berurah or the Chumash or whatever, Rabbeinu Yonah or Messias Sham or Ocha Sadikim. You should not want to get up until you should be stubborn like a donkey. Just sit there and sit there until you get the Pshat of the Gemara. Until you get the Pshat of the Sefer, you should not want to get up. You should be stubborn as a donkey. Just push and push yourself in learning Torah. And you should not want to get up until you get the explanation of the Sefer. Another pshat of being stubborn like a donkey, the Walag said is also that Yaakov's telling Yosachar, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, the Yidden, are going to face anti-Semitism, discrimination, and challenges through life. As you know, the two based on Migdashes, obviously Mitzrayim, the Crusades, Inquisitions, pogroms, the Holocaust, and many other acts of anti-Semitism. But you're going to be stubborn like a donkey. You're still going to cling to the Torah mitzvahs, even despite the harsh anti-Semitism. You're still going to cling to the donkey. There it says, Vayimei Chayei, Yaakov. These were the days of Yaakov. So Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita from Yushalayim Eir HaKadosh said, why have to say Yemei? Why have to say the days? Because hey, these are the years. Zakva Gamliel Rabinovich. Because every day of Yaakov Avinu, cherish every day. Yaakov Avinu treasured every day of his life. He served every day of his life to serve Hashem. It wasn't just the years, but every day. Moshe Shechter Shlita from Skokie Yeshiva in Chicago told me this phone from our Moshe Wolfson Shlita from Ballpark. Our Moshe Wolfson Shlita said, if you look between Parshas Vayigash and Vayichid, there's no breakage. Usually every Parsha has some kind of breakage, and this doesn't. And then what Moshe Wolfson Shlita said, Vayichi Yaakov. But we know Yaakov died in this week's Parsha, so why are you telling me Vayichi Yaakov? So Zak Va Moshe Wolfson Shlita. The vort is, why is there a space between one Parsha to the next? Because that represents Tosha Baal Peh. That represents a certain Torah that cannot be written down. And we know where Yehuda Nasi wrote down this Torah when the Jewish people in Bnei Yisrael went to Golus, because Yehuda Nasi was scared that it would forget. And we also know Yaakov represents Torah. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Alim. Yaakov is Torah. So Zakwa Moshe Wolfson Shlita. He said the word is that now that Bnei Yisrael, now the Jewish people, now Bnei Yisrael is going into Mitzrayim, is going to Golus, is going to exile. So now the Tosha Baal Peh has to be written down. That's why there's no breakage between Vayichi Gash and Vayichi. There's no room anymore to leave the blank part for Tosha Baal Peh. It has to be written down. And now by doing that, Vayichi Yaakov. Yaakov is Torah. The Torah is alive now in every Jew because it was written down. Even in Mitzrayim, the Torah is alive there. And Moshe Shechter, or maybe Moshe Wolfson Shlita said, that's how Bnei Yisrael, that's how the Jewish people, that's how the Yidden survive, because we have the Tosha Baal Peh also in there. Otherwise, we'd be lost as a nation. But Torah is like, Chi Yaakov, the Torah, but Yaakov is alive now in every Jew. And then it says, why did Yaakov even crisscross his hands? Why did he crisscross his hands by Ephraim and Manasseh? So the Wallach said this. Because what Yaakov Avinu is telling all the Jews, no matter how far to the right or how far to the left a Jew goes, remember, you're connected. You all come from the same source, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and you all come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Remember, you have to be united in order to survive Golus. Otherwise, you will not be able to survive Golus if you're not united and you don't love every Jew. First of all, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Heiliger Shabbos. And I'm going to leave you now the halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. But Rav Heshi Kahan, he's a posik in Rav Zucker's yeshiva in Flatbush. So Rav Heshi Kahan, I believe he's a posik there, but Rav Heshi Kahan writes, let's say there are a lot of places where they get the garbage picked up on Shabbos morning. And let's say there obviously has to be an Awif. Rav Heshi Kahan writes, you should not bring back the garbage bin or the garbage can back to your property unless it's going to be a Chil Hashem by leaving there, or you're scared it's going to get stolen, or you really need it. Otherwise, you should really leave the garbage can where it is until after Shabbos, because otherwise it's going to be a problem of achana, preparation. And then Rav Heshi Kahan writes, you're allowed to make a bed on Shabbos if you're doing for neatness, to be neat. But you cannot do it in order to have a beautiful bed at night. You should not make the bed and say, oh, Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to make the bed for Motzei Shabbos. I have a clean bed and beautiful bed Motzei Shabbos. That, again, is a chana. And Rav Heshi Kahan also points out, if you go to sleep now, in order that you should be awake Motzei Shabbos, so you can make a plane going to Florida or California, whatever, to Israel, Eretz Yisrael, you cannot say, I'm going to sleep in order that I should be awake tonight. If you do that, again, is a chana. You should say, I'm going to sleep now on Shabbos Kodesh. But you cannot say, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to sleep in order so I can be awake mostly Shabbos. That's palms of Achana. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. And I'll leave you off with a beautiful story of Tzvi Kukolovsky. He used to be Yeshiva Neisol in Baltimore. He showed you how much a Jew has to love Torah. Tzvi was told by his wife, he was seen in this farm store. Many years ago in America, they used to draft even the Jewish people. My father went to the army, they were drafted. So Tzvi Kukolovsky was with an army uniform and had a day off, so he went to a farm store to learn Torah. He loved Torah tremendously. And he was standing there learning, and an Elter Yid came in and saw him learning there. Okay. 2-3 hours later, the Elter Yid came in and still saw what Tzvi Zatzal was standing in the same spot looking to a sefer. Two, three hours later, an Elter Yid came in, and that same Elter Yid came in and saw what Tzvi Kukulashki Zatzal's Chusu Yigenelein, who's still learning Torah at the same spot. The Elter Yid said, I want that to be my son-in-law. And Baruch Hashem, they got married to his beautiful daughter. But I'm trying to say, we have to learn Torah. It should be the hardest thing for us to leave. It should be hard for us to stop learning Torah. And Torah should always be in our lips. We should always be learning Torah. In fact, from Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, when he was semi-unconscious, they saw his lips moving. I believe he was learning either Bava Basa, Bava Messiah, Bava Kama, but his lips were moving because he was so addicted to Torah. And I was once in a car in Brooklyn with, I think, one of the Roshiva Petah Tikva, and I was sitting in the back, and his lips were moving, and I go to him, Roshiva, what are you doing? He goes, I'm reviewing Shulchan Aruch. Because a Jew always has to be learning Torah, and when you learn Torah, that's how we live. That's how we Vichy Yaakov. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos.
Yes, Lavi, one last vort. The relaxer, this is Shulchan Lavi, but the relaxer this vort. Yaakov either gave Yisachar a brach about being like a chamor, a donkey, or maybe Yisachar's compared to a donkey. But we know a donkey is a very simple animal. And we know Yisachar represents Torah, learning Torah, steigen in Torah. What Yaakov is telling Yisachar, the only way you're going to grow in Torah and mitzvahs if you live simple, like a donkey. I mean, you live very simple. You don't want to have to fancy dogs or fancy houses. You don't want to have to fancy cars or fancy houses or fancy vacations. You live simple like a donkey. You know, obviously you can have a house, you can have a car, not saying that, but you live simple. The more simple you are, like a donkey, the more you grow in Torah and mitzvahs. Have a gevaldik Shabbos. Relax that.